do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka. Clap along.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Bugs and Hugs, where every Friday from 10 until 11 o'clock, we take your calls, your texts, your thoughts on if it's something that's bugging you. Happy to hear that. If it's something positive and you want to send out some good vibes, we're always willing to take that as well on the show. You can text it or call. The number's the same, 1-877-332-8255. Got a couple callers on the line. We're going to get to them in just a second. We've been following, of course, we've got a full contingency of staff from our radio station in Winnipeg for the game. Jamie and Locker have been doing the Green Zone live there every day this week. They have a special edition of the Green Zone. Also, Locker, I don't know if you've caught some of his videos on social media, but Locker on the loose. He's basically out seeing, feeling the vibes in Winnipeg. Who's cheering for the Riders, even if they're Bomber fans? Yesterday, he was testing their Saskatchewan knowledge by asking them if they knew what a bunny hug was.
What's a bunny hug?
Who?
A bunny hug.
Bunny hug, no idea, buddy.
Anybody here know, any of these Blue Bomber fans know what a bunny hug is?
Not a clue. No.
It's a hoodie.
Nobody. Oh, man, I love it. I am happy that I connected quickly with Locker, who is live in Winnipeg. I'm shocked. One province over, Locker, they didn't know what a bunny hug is.
There were a handful of people, though, Evan, that did know what it was. But I'm pretty sure they had Saskatchewan relatives or a little bit of cross mixing there in the provinces. So there were a hand. It's a sweater or a hoodie or something like that, isn't it?
Some inside knowledge, for sure. So what's the vibe been like? Yeah. You've been there all week, Locker.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's a party. I've been to two Grey Cups. I've never broadcast or reported on a Grey Cup, so I know what they can be like. And yesterday, you could feel it was starting to ramp up. And you know, if you're walking around downtown, you're seeing jerseys from right across the league. So there is a representation in Winnipeg for all the teams. You know, regardless of who's playing, it's a good time, and CFL fans come out and support the Grey Cup, even if their team doesn't make it. But I am seeing a lot of green in the streets of Winnipeg today, Evan.
You have to think, I mean, a lot of people will have worked this week, but the cars, the steady stream of Saskatchewan plates heading east to Manitoba and Winnipeg today, I'm sure tonight you're going to notice that much bigger of a representation.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Riderville was hopping last night, and there's the Fan Fest. That's actually where we're broadcasting from. We've got a Radio Row, and we're just above. It's at the University of Winnipeg, which is downtown, and it's above the Fan Fest, and there's a ton of kids out there. That's open all day. I would actually recommend that people check that out. If you've got a pass, you can get in, and there's some games and stuff like that. That's where Jamie and I took our kicker challenge yesterday. I need to go back. I've been thinking about it all night because he beat me, and I'm just not willing to sit with that.
Well, so, we're looking forward. Yeah, we're looking forward to the Green Zone this afternoon. I know you've got is it Craig Reynolds on the show today?
Yeah, we have. Hold on, I'm just going to double check, make sure I don't mess this up.
Yes, I know you had Kerry Joseph yesterday.
Yeah. We've got Craig Reynolds at 2 o'clock. I just wanted to double check that. Dave Naylor will be on again. Obviously, he's here representing TSN, and he is our Green Zone CFL and football insider. We've got great tape. Jamie did a one-on-one with Trevor Harris during the media avails a couple of days ago, so we saved that for Friday. And interestingly enough, and I'm not exactly sure what it means because it's all happening right now as we speak, but the commissioner of the CFL, Stuart Johnston, is speaking, and then immediately following that, there is there's a presentation from the CFLPA, and that's the first time that's ever happened, and that's got Jamie's spidey signals, tingling, and we had a quick conversation about that. So I'm interested to see if anything drops, and there is an expectation that he might actually make some announcements outside of just saying, hi, everybody, things are great, right. Have fun. We think there might be something coming down the pipe here from Stuart Johnston during his address to everybody today.
Well, we'll keep an eye out and ear out for that as well. And before I let you go, your videos, Locker on the Loose, have been great. What have you got in store? What's the next one coming down?
Well, I was just actually editing that. It's a little bit of work just based on the consumption last night at Ryderville. But I went to Ryderville and I got a bunch of people's thoughts on the CFL rule changes. And Evan, people have opinions about the changes that Stuart Johnston
released
in September.
I'm shocked.
So I'm trying to get that done. I've got I don't have the millennial thumbs. So I'm trying to put that video together right now, and I'm hoping to have that out here in the next couple of hours.
We'll watch for it, Locker. Appreciate you joining us. We'll be looking forward to your show this afternoon starting at 2.
All right, and we also have a special edition of the Green Zone on Saturday.
Yes.
And, of course, we'll have the pre- and post-game shows with Jamie on Sunday as well. So Green Zone has got you covered here at Greyka.
Live and well in Winnipeg. Locker, thanks so much. Co-host of the Green Zone, Lachlan Cross, a.k.a. Locker, and his latest Locker on the Loose video coming down very soon. Okay, Bugs and Hugs is your opportunity to talk about whatever you would like. I am going to say, as I look at the text line, the discussion around a potential new levy or tax in Saskatoon that would be earmarked to address the homeless issue is clearly something that people want to talk about today, because that is alive and well on the text line. In fact, why don't we start with Ari on the phone calling from Saskatoon, because I know he wants to talk about Saskatoon City Council, and then I'll get to some of your texts. Ari, thanks so much for calling in. Bug, I assume?
Oh, yeah. It's an incredible bug. I mean, forget the fact that Mayor Block said we're not doing a levy, then we are doing a levy. It's not even about Mayor Block anymore. There are 10 other people who have a mute button living on that city council. I mean, we're hearing little peeps from Robert Pierce, but what about the rest of the councillors? Where are they to step up and go, wait a minute, guys, we don't have a dedicated levy for snow clearing, which would have a huge effect. You know, I think if you asked a question, and I question the methodology of the survey, but that's a whole other thing. But if you did a dedicated levy that said, where would you like to put your $10 a month? Snow clearing, road repair, where? And then a second category, would you like to pay for things that are the province's responsibility? List these things, okay? Like, where would you like to see that money going? Because right now, and I've got an email train going back and forth with city admin, ironically, not a single councillor has weighed in on it. They're in on the list, but not a single one has weighed in. Admin's constantly the ones responding, which shouldn't be, right? Yep. Where are the councillors giving direction? Where is my councillor, my Ward 7 councillor, Holly Kelleher, where is she? Where is she sending out communications to the people in the ward? And I think it'd be fun to ask anybody from Saskatoon who calls in today, just ask them, have they gotten an email, a letter, a news flyer, or anything from their city councillor since they've been elected?
Ari, I'm just going to keep you on the line for a second, because I think, you know, many times when you do a survey, you will get a group of people that will rally the troops for whatever the cause may be. I saw it many times in Regina through the years. That's not indicative of a true sample of the people of the city. You've got a city of nearly 300,000 people that we're talking about here. How is a core group of 246 enough to put this levy on? And clearly, Ari, it's an issue because our text line is going off on this too today.
Well, if you think about it, every councillor has a communication budget. They can buy a SurveyMonkey account, okay? They have a little web page. Send it out. Ask for the feedback. They may get 1,000 representative people from their ward. 500 of those are the incredibly motivated. The other 500 are the people that said, hey, somebody told them to go do this, because they have an agenda. But it's way bigger than the 300 people that contributed to this. Oh, I'll pay $10 a month to help cover homelessness. That's an activist survey. There's no question.
Ari, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. The survey is forefront on the text line today. A well-run city where complacency to run a city and the ability for residents to thrive collide. This is Cindy out of Saskatoon. Given the myriad of pathways Mayor Block has been pursuing since taking the reins that have been challenging the financial viability of Saskatoon, a reduction in municipal leadership wages may be a more appropriate pathway to take than to increase property taxes or impose some sort of targeted levy. Just saying. Cindy. 1-877-332-8255. Ray in Saskatoon. I have a bug. An extra tax to address homelessness in Saskatoon. Who did they poll to try and tell us that residents are in favor of this? Saskatoon will be overrun with homeless people, as so many cannot afford the taxes that we already are facing. This city mayor needs to pump the brakes on this extreme movement before Saskatoon is undesirable for anyone to live and raise a family. Mm-hmm. Nick in Saskatoon says both a hug this week and bug for Cynthia Block. A hug for her, generally speaking, to take the time to speak on your show. However, her suggestion of a homeless tax hurt my brain. For one, I worked downtown for 7 years and can tell you that the bleeding hearts need to understand and accept not every homeless person wants to change. Second, our homeless and drug issue started around 2010 when the building boom and cost of living going up, pushing people at the bottom out of homes. We have no rent control, so landlords will pass the cost on. Her suggestion to fight cost of living is to increase cost of living. This is the challenge with the homeless issue. Nick, by the way, thanks for the text. This is the challenge with the homeless issue, is it is a big beast to try and fight with civic taxes. And I hate to continue to harp on this, but I've said it many, many times. Yes, cities have a role to play, and a lot of it's got to do with partnership and availability of buildings and spaces and things when working with the province and the government. And I know I have heard it many times where elected officials are saying, I'm tired of the finger pointing. I'm tired of we need to handle this ourselves. But cities cannot handle this issue on their own. It is a much bigger issue. And the cities that try and do this on their own budget, are going to, number one, have other services fall off. And number two, have taxes go up exponentially. And that's what I know. That's what people are worried about on the text line this morning. We'll take our first break. Bugs and Hugs just getting going. We are taking your calls, your texts, whatever you want to talk about. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs right up until 11 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Flowers on a beach!
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
So we definitely have got something going on the notion of a separate tax or levy, whatever you want to call it, in the city of Saskatoon to address specifically the homeless issue. The city, of course, did a survey, and many people taking issue with the survey, how it was communicated, who the people are that basically voiced their opinions on it, and if it truly is a representation of the overall population of the city of Saskatoon. Steve in Saskatoon with a text, frustrated, feeling as if the mayor is an activist, the council are activists, and saying the voters are never wrong and the voters got what they friggin' deserved. Steve saying we voted for higher taxes, buses and bikes, and to cuddle junkies. So Steve worked up, lots of people worked up. I know we had Ari on the show earlier saying, he hasn't heard from his city councilor. He's repeatedly asked for some sort of communication on this. He's asking if others have heard from their city rep. I got a text from Bobby. If I can find it here. And I think Bobby said she had. Gosh. Here's the issue. We get so many texts from people. Here it is. My counselor, Troy Davies, responded to my email with regard to the homeless tax. Bobby doesn't say if she liked or didn't like, but she did get a response from Troy Davies as one of the counselors that responded. But we are hearing from many people here that are frustrated with this. I want to go back to the phone line. Jeff in Saskatoon is standing by. Jeff, this survey that went out, now the possibility of this extra levy to do with the homeless issue. What are your thoughts?
I actually got to fill out that survey, and I've started to receive the surveys from the city of Saskatoon. What I did to be able to get on that email list is I signed up for their sustainability reports updates. So now they have my email address, and they send me these surveys. So I'm part of a little group that says, no, I think raising our taxes 10 or 11% and then adding a levy on to pay for something that should be paid by another level of government is crazy. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to be part of the group that they are listening to, you have to sign up for their sustainability reports. You have to infiltrate, if you will, their little group. And then maybe we could get our voices heard, because they're the only people they're listening to. Our counselors are ghosts, and Ari is right.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate giving the tip. Here's the challenge, though, right? Is this truly, like, Jeff, okay, so Jeff gives a tip. This is how you can get your name and your email on the list, so you could be part of the communication. But again, this is just such a small sample. And when you're doing something like, should we do a special assessment or a special levy? And this is not unique to Saskatoon. This has been done. Regina's done it before. Lots of municipalities and even RMs have done this before. But there needs to be a wider net cast so that you're absolutely hearing the thoughts of a good cross-section, an appropriate cross-section of people when you're making a decision like this. Because this decision has real costs, real implications. And the number of people that I'm seeing on the text line that are saying, that's it, I'm pounding a for sale sign in the front lawn of my home this week. There are people saying that, saying, you know what, Warman looks like a good option. Martinsville just down the road, maybe that's what I'm going to look at. That's not what you want. That's not going to help the tax base here for sure. So, okay, Bugs and Hugs is more than just a homeless levy and Grey Cup. However, those seem to be the two big things going right now. I got a text here from David, who is frustrated with the BBC and the lies they told about Donald Trump. I'll read that text and then give you a little bit of context about what the BBC did deceptively to try and change the tone of Donald Trump's message. That coming up next on Bugs and Hugs here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome back. Bugs and Hugs, only half done. Phone lines, text lines are open. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to jump back to the Saskatoon survey and homeless levy that has been discussed recently in just a second. But I said that I would go here next. I counted three texts on the text line, people bugged by the BBC in the UK, because, of course, they've recently apologized to U.S. President Donald Trump for unethically, my words, by the way, unethically editing a speech of his speech from January 6th. Of course, we remember that day. But this edited speech was played just, I think, 2 days before the 2024 election. So essentially what they did was they took his words, what he said to the group that had showed up outside the Capitol building, and they edited them in a way that twisted the meaning. I'm going to play it for you here. It's just a short clip. But if you listen carefully, the first 10 seconds or so is what BBC aired. The second 10 seconds is what Donald Trump actually said.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Wow. Like, that is That is a blatant, unethical edit to completely twist the meaning of what was actually said. I mean, it's safe to say that you will have programs have to edit for length sometime, but you can't, and this is broadcasting and journalism ethics 101, you can't do it in a way that completely twists his words. I'm actually going to play it for you one more time. It's only 20 seconds. This is what BBC aired, and the second is what Trump actually said.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
You know, even the music that they had behind it on that original clip sounds so sinister. Anyway, they've apologized to Donald Trump. He's saying apology not accepted. A lawsuit is likely to follow. And you have to think there's a good chance that Donald Trump will win that one. Anyway, the number of people that texted in wanting to express their bug for BBC, I'm with you. And that's why I wanted to play that clip for you. 1-877-332-8255. Barry and Meadow Lake, I'm bugged by the majority of the nation's voters who must be insane. They keep voting in the Liberals, each time expecting a different result. And then Barry goes on to say, a big hug to all of the healthcare workers, first responders, police, and firefighters that keep us safe. Thanks, Barry. Thanks for ending on a positive note. 1-877-332-8255. Affordability in Saskatoon is on people's minds today. We've had a number of calls and a number of texts on Bugs and Hugs about, number one, the survey that the city of Saskatoon recently did on whether or not people would be willing to pay a special tax, a special levy to address the homeless issue in the city. Now, we had a caller that said you've got to sign up for some different updates that the city provides so that they have your email. Ari, who called in on this earlier, texted back and said, everyone with the City of Regina utility account has already given an email that they should be able to use. The number of people, though, here's another one, Bobby in Saskatoon. I have already begun the search for a more affordable place to live, and I have specific requests already sent to Delisle and a few other small towns close to Saskatoon. People are frustrated. Jack in Saskatoon. That does it. I'm putting my house up for sale and moving to Warman or Martinsville as soon as possible. This council is out of touch. I can't afford their wants anymore. Jack, soon to be not from Saskatoon. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people frustrated by this notion. Let's go quickly to Larry in Saskatoon. Larry, you've got a bug. It's on this topic, I believe, right?
If city council and the mayor want to solve the homeless problem in Saskatoon, they should simply turn City Hall into a homeless shelter. Back in the 1830s, when our ancestors demanded democratic control over our government from Great Britain, the call, the shout, it was for responsible government. Now all we're getting is irresponsible government.
This survey, Larry, before I let you go, did you see or were you able to complete the survey? I'm guessing probably not.
No.
But, yeah. But I mean, that's the problem, I think, Larry, is I'm not convinced that this is an equal representation of the citizens of Saskatoon. You agree, Larry? Nope, I lost Larry. Okay, well, good effort there. 1-877-332-8255. Number of people on the text line weighing in on this. Until you get rid of the drugs, Ann in Saskatoon says, no amount of money will help this homeless issue. Cities have to be careful not to do something that's going to attract more people to the city, whether it's homeless people or others looking for basically a handout. Chris in Saskatoon. I have a huge Bug, DJ in Saskatoon. I am not paying an extra tax for the homeless situation. We are already paying ridiculous taxes. Also, I don't trust anyone within the city council with my money. But I have an idea for anyone who wants to spend some of their money and can afford to donate it to the Salvation Army. It's not a new thing. A side note on money spending, this rapid bus system is a waste of money. DJ goes on to talk about the huge, ginormous concrete pads and the tiny little glass bus shelter on top of it. Anyway, DJ's bugged. Let's just say that. DJ's bugged, whether it's the homeless tax, the rapid transit system, or many other things. 1-877-332-8255. There's some positive stuff on this text line as well. Greg and Regina, I'd like to send a hug out to Corey Mace, who has turned the Rough Riders into a championship team in just 2 years. The last time the Riders had a Corey as a head coach, he won a Grey Cup in 2013 in just his second year as coach. Coincidence? I don't think so. Greg, thanks a lot. I woke up this morning. The first thing I wanted to check is, because I hadn't heard last night, did Corey Mace win as coach of the year? And then I find out they did the CFL Players Awards last night, but the coaches award is not handed out until the CFL Combine, the end of March. Apparently, this is kind of a new thing they slipped in this year. I completely missed it. So we have to wait a few months yet to find out if Coach Mace truly is the CFL Coach of the Year, which I believe he should be. I will say congratulations to Jamarcus Hardrick, who is named the CFL's top offensive lineman, and Logan Ferland, the CFL's Jake Goddard Veterans Award. He, by the way, is the fourth Rider in consecutive years to win this. Dan Clark did in 22. Braden Linnaeus did in 23, and then Jorgen Hughes in 24, this year Logan Ferland. So congratulations to those fellas. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines busy as well. Okay, where am I going to go next? Let's go to Dwayne in Carrot River. Dwayne, thanks for calling in. What do you have for me today on Bugs and Hugs?
Well, I've got two bugs that make me not a very happy Canadian citizen. On November 11th, the Veterans Association was talking, and they mentioned that 1,000 of the homeless people in Canada are veterans. What a shameful thing, and why is our Canadian government not looking after these people properly? Mm-hmm. And then I was listening to a broadcast in Ontario. Gentleman was weaving down the freeway. Police picked him up. He was under many undertakings from his past criminal offenses. The one was that he shouldn't be drinking alcohol. They then found beside him on the front seat a modified rifle that could shoot many, many shots with one pull of the trigger. He was banned from having any firearms. They then looked in the back seat of his car, and they found drug paraphernalia, drugs for sale, and $5,000 cash. And when they asked him to open his trunk, they found a flamethrower. And the judge, in her wisdom, said that he was suffering from intergenerational trauma and sentenced him to time served.
I saw that. I saw that report.
I thought to myself, how in the world can a do-gooder like that get to be a judge? And where is the justice system in not actually saying, thank you very much, you've served as a judge, but we don't think we want you in that position anymore?
Dwayne, both of those points are well taken. I feel like we could do an hour-long discussion on both of those. The notion of homeless veterans, I heard that exact same stat, 1,000 homeless military veterans in our country. It's clearly an issue and something that needs to be addressed, and there's got to be some, you know, as people are leaving military service, and depending on the amount of time they've spent there, they may not have other skills. Maybe they went in young and early, and so then they're thrown out into the world after their military service without something that they can step into to sustain themselves. And I know there's a variety of reasons that this happens, but I appreciate you bringing that up. I just saw that report the other day as well, Dwayne. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. Still lots of people on the line I want to get to. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Do the world a favor. Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? No crying.
There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. Clap along
if you feel. Thanks to everyone that has called and texted in, and thanks for your patience. We've had a full slate today on the phones and the text lines. Lots on similar topics. Of course, we have had some Grey Cup or Ryder-related hugs to send out. The most of the bugs, I'm going to say, have been aimed at Saskatoon's city council and this notion of a special levy as a result of the survey that was done as to whether or not Saskatoon residents would be willing to pay a special tax that is geared towards funding the homeless initiative. The people that have been calling and texting into the show today, clearly not in favor. We have not had one. I've just scoured the text line during the break. There's not one text that I've got supporting this notion. There was one person that said, well, I think this is important work. This shouldn't be a special tax. This should just be basically prioritized with all of the other things that the city needs to look at and work out. So there's been a lot of movement, a lot of action on that. I want to grab a couple more calls before we're done. I'm going to go to Dan in Saskatoon. Dan, a bug today. What is it, my friend?
I'm just bugged by the Heritage Inn. It seems like this isn't the first time that they've had labor strife with their workers there. And, man, they've got to be getting close to, if not at the two-year mark, these poor people have been pounding pavement out there trying to get a deal, and it's nothing short of a place just trying to eradicate the union. I mean, bringing in immigrant workers to take the place of people who are working there, something's got to be done about this.
The Heritage Inn in Moose Jaw. This,
no, Saskatoon.
Saskatoon, yeah, sorry, but there's one in Moose Jaw that's going, so the two are kind of going simultaneously, but this has been a two-year lockout. That's the interesting thing about this, Dan, is, and your point is well taken, this isn't the employees on strike. This is the employer locking them out, and it's been 2 years.
Absolutely, yep, you're right. It's a lockout, and I saw a few of those women out there, and I talked to them, and I got to give them credit, man. Talk about resilience, and some of them, they're just trying to see this through on principle mm-hmm. alone. And, I mean, a lot of people forget because they've been there so long, but you got to tell me Heritage Inn, I wouldn't darken their door for anything. I mean, if that's the way you treat your workers, like, there's got to be a way you can get a deal done. And I find it just disgusting that they would go through this for this long.
It's been, so I'm just actually reading some notes on it right here, right now, because it's come up intermittently on the show. Dan, thanks for calling in. But yeah, it's been a 2 year lockout. So it was 2023 when this initiated. Heritage Inn workers were allowed to return to their jobs just this past October 29th, but still no contract in place, no resolution on the contract. And a lot of the workers, this story that I'm reading, were, as you can imagine, quite anxious about this notion of going back to work. So, gosh, I hope for the sake of all of those workers that that can get resolved really quick. Dan, again, thanks so much for calling in. Bonnie has been waiting patiently. I've got a list of people here I know I'm not going to get to, but Bonnie, I want to squeeze you in before we end the show, at least the bugs and hugs portion. What's on your mind today?
Hi, I just wanted to turn the TV on today, and I saw a running news line that said, judge to decide today a Newfoundland election recount requested by Liberals. So the Liberals were so afraid of Poilievre in this confidence vote on Monday, and so afraid of losing power, that they are bypassing the will of the people as established in their last election by seeking this recount. And this is a serious mistake that shows that the Liberals no longer represent the people. They represent their own bureaucracy.
We're going to end Bugs and Hugs on that note. Bonnie, thanks for the call. Thanks to everyone who joined in the conversation and all of those that we didn't get to. If it's a text, I'm going to try and squeeze them in when I have a second between now and the end of the program. Don't forget, coming up at 12 noon, green and white prognostications. This will be your last opportunity for 2025. Last chance to get in on that grand prize cash draw that will be happening Monday morning. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.